Welcome, everybody. Satnam. Happy May. We have a few May birthdays on the call, Sharon and Kieran, and I know that Lisa, who's on the call a lot, Taurus. So happy Taurus month. And so great. Beautiful, beautiful month to be alive. All the flowers blooming, and we have a lot of beautiful new spring energy opening up. So we'll talk about what the new energies are that are opening up, new alignments, and we'll welcome in our angels and our guides, Yogi Bhajan, to be here with us and to help us continue on our spiral of evolution during our visit to planet Earth. So there we are. Here we are visiting the planet Earth, and what are we doing? And what are the energies that are affecting what we're doing? So we'll talk a little bit about that and take it from there. So, wow. We are in the beginning. All of us here have arrived at this time on the planet as a ship, as to seed the new frequencies for the beginning of the Aquarian Age, which is a 2,000-year period. So first and foremost, I want to just acknowledge everyone for being here at this time, you planetary, evolutionary seeders of consciousness, you. So thank you, everybody. You are playing a very important role in anchoring in the frequencies of the divine for the divine unfoldment of the Aquarian Age, 2,000-year period. So what we do now, this portal for mortals, is very important. The energies that we pull through, the classes that we teach, the people we talk to, the consciousness we hold, we are the seeders for the Aquarian Age. We're planting the bees mantra, the things that will flower and grow, speaking of spring, right, into a beautiful, beautiful planet of peace, planet of love. So there's a little assignment for you, in case you ever doubted your importance. So I just wanted to throw that in, kind of a self-esteem booster there. Thank you for being here at this time on the planet. And on the astrological scene, we have, we'll talk about a few planets. So if you're noticing, you can maybe correlate what the planets are doing to how you're feeling and where your energies are and what you have an energetic alignment to open up to and move into. And so we've got Venus has been in Gemini, lots of different, which is kind of a process of what do I love, sort of a sorting out process. What are my possibilities here? How would I like to share my love on the planet? Who do I like? What are my dreams? What are my projects? So we've had that for about a month, and now Venus is moving into Cancer. So Cancer is kind of bringing it on home. So let me bring this into me more. Let me make what I've been exploring kind of give it a home. So it's like whatever you're thinking about doing or people you want to spend time with, you're bringing it more into your heart, more into your home. It's going to live more inside you rather than just a fun idea outside of you. So look at what people or projects or things that you're drawn to that really have more of a home inside you. So it's becoming more internalized. That's one piece that's happening. And then we've had Mars and Taurus for about 7 weeks, and now Mars is going to go into Gemini. So Mars is, let's get out there and do things. So now that you've kind of brought some things home to roost, let's get out there and take it out. So Aries, moving forward, what pushes us forward? What makes us want to bring things out? Makes us want to take the next step. So we've got kind of a juxtaposition there. We've got Venus and Mars that have changed places. So we've had it in Taurus. How am I going to make all this happen? Where's the money? Who's going to help me? How am I going to do this? Who am I going to align with? How's this going to happen? So now we get to bring our energies out. What we want to initiate gets to come out. We look around. How do we want to bring these projects into the world? How do we want to bring these thoughts into the world? Mars and Gemini. And then we've got this this six-month cycle, which is we've got this whole like Jupiter, Leo, trining Uranus energy going on. So this has to do with creativity. And Jupiter and Leo, of course, Leo, they're always, Jupiter's the expansion and Leo's the fire sign. And we've got this trining Uranus. So Leo is like, how am I going to step out in my archetypical king or queen self? How am I going to be the king or queen? How am I going to be the ruler of my projects, the ruler of my creativity, the ruler of what I want to bring forth? And it's extremely creative. It's like, let's add drama to this. Let's make a movie about this. Let's bring this out. Let's teach a workshop about this. Let's share this with others. Let's get together. Let's act this out. So what dramatic, expressive, expansion energies are you going to dramatize during this whole night, 6 to a year-month period? So all these energies go together. How we're bringing, how we brought, we looked around, what do we want? What comes home to roost? What really has our heart attention? And how are we going to bring that out in the world in a way that's very dramatic, that other people can really experience the power of what we're creating, what we want to create in the world, what our synthesis is, all the different things that we become, our individual soul has learned so many things, and how do we want to dramatize that so we can share the excitement, we can be really creative and share that with others. How are we going to find this creative expression of ourselves and this Uranus Jupiter and this harmonious trine? How are we going to really find another way to create something new on the planet, yet another new seed for this expression in the Aquarian age? Wow, how are we going to do that? So we get to look at this. And we also get to look at the influence of the north node of the moon, which is in Libra. So the north node of the moon says, how are we going in Libra? How are we going to do this in a way, a balanced way, a harmonious way, a way that supports and nurtures ourselves and the planet? In other words, how are we going to bring beauty to the planet? Because Libra is ruled by Venus, as Taurus is. How are we going to bring these beautiful, creative Jupiter-Leo expressions, trine Uranus, which is a revolutionary planet? How are us revolutionaries going to bring these to the planet and work together to heal the planet and heal ourselves, and as we talked about last week, heal the mother? So these are the questions we're looking at. And how can we balance the competitive, aggressive nature of being a human being on the planet that wants to just preserve itself, bring it up a level to something that's balanced, bring it up to the level of the yin and the yang, bring it up to the level of the balanced masculine and feminine, the balanced the divine feminine and the divine masculine, so that we have a planet that we honor the divinity of the planet that we're on, that we can live in the sacred consciousness of the divine. So that's the astrology that's supporting us right now. So we'll look a little bit more into what we've been working with, the power of the mind, and we'll look a little bit more with our mind and talk about a few more things, okay? Okay, so our guide, teacher, and angels are just telling me right now to go ahead and take a breath. What they're working on right now is the Ajna Chakra, sixth dimension. So what's happening right now, the download, the reframe, the gift that we're getting from the divine is Ajna Chakra, the sixth chakra, is being recalibrated into the six-dimensional frequencies, which is sacred geometry. So if you feel that your third eye at the moment is kind of like a kaleidoscope, one of those, if you had one as a kid, a glass kaleidoscope where you turn the wheel on the end of it and the pieces of glass make, and you look through the light, the pieces of glass make beautiful mandalas. So our third eye... Our third eye is meant to be a kaleidoscope of colors that with our creative mind, with our infinite mind, that we turn it to calibrate to the infinite, so the mandala that comes through our third eye is in alignment with our souls and with our spirits and with the divine. So sixth dimension is that dimension where we work with our souls with the infinite soul, with the infinite, to make a beautiful kaleidoscope mandala. So our teacher's saying sometimes our third eyes are closed, sometimes our third eyes are just kind of looking down into our own fears, and we're reflecting that. And so this, right now, the download that our teacher's saying is we're getting a third eye recalibration, a third eye upgrade. So that our third eye is a divine calibration, a beautiful mandala. So that what we're talking about, our creative expression in the world, is a reflection of the divine expression, the power of divinity, the clarity of divinity, the purity of divinity, what it really looks like. So when we look at a divine flower, since it's spring, we see a pure creation. So the calibration that we're getting is a calibration of purity, so that we can move into that frequency of pure creation, so it's not distorted. And then we get that yin and yang effect. We get the polarity, the purity of polarity, so that we get pure polarities. We get divine polarities. We get the divine masculine, the divine feminine, rather than something that's all muddied up. So our teacher's saying, things have been kind of muddied up on the planet for a while, so this is like letting the mud settle to the bottom and going composting back to the earth. It's like we don't need to be muddy in our third eyes. Good. So just go ahead and just keep breathing into your third eye and allowing that to recalibrate. Good. Okay, excellent. There we go. Okay, good. That feels better. Okay, good. So what do we have here? We have the negative mind, we have the positive mind, and the neutral mind. So with each of our minds, we want to remember that we want to work with them to the next level to calibrate them so they work for us with this calibrated third eye, with this kaleidoscope third eye. So we have the applied mind, the creative mind, and the executive mind. So just keep breathing into that. This is a lot of concepts, but we're getting, oh good, good, good. We're getting calibrated. We're getting the download. So we're holding the space while we talk about with our left brain. We're holding the space while our right brain, whoa, I'm feeling huge rushes of energy right now. Beautiful, thank you, sir. So I'll just talk a little bit about it. So when we have our positive mind, what we want to use is when we have like a positive thought, like, okay, this is how I want to create something, or this is what I want to do with a friend, or this is the person I want to see, how I want to work with something. So we have the applied mind works with the positive mind. And what that means is that it's a calibration. Like, we get a good idea, like, how am I going to work with this? How am I going to apply what I'm thinking about in a positive way to bring this out to the world? So the applied mind, what it does is it's able to calibrate the different aspects to apply what you're thinking about directly to your goal. So it's not just like a good idea that passes by. You work with it, you apply it. So it's the next level of the positive mind, the applied mind. So these are parts of the mind that we really want to develop in our meditation, and be aware that when we develop our mind, it's our mind that connects with the universal mind. So this is the sixth dimension, third eye, Ajna chakra connection, the finite to the infinite. That's what we're working with on the call today. And what, whoa, the energy's strong. We're getting from our guide. Thank you. Whoa! So we work with the applied mind, and this is what helps us accomplish our goal. And then we have, the applied mind can help solve the problems of the negative mind. So first we have the negative mind that tells us everything that's wrong, why it's not going to work, and also it can discriminate. Well, this needs to be worked out, that needs to be worked out. So the applied mind with the positive mind and a positive attitude can show us, with that connection of the Ajna chakra, the infinite mind, can show us solutions to things that maybe we thought, oh, we didn't know what to do about this or that. And so from the infinite, maybe it's resources, maybe it's lining up with certain people, it moves into the field of the infinite, and it can show us how to move into our creativity in the world, the creative mind. So that we get the applied mind, the creative mind, and then the executive mind puts it all together. So the executive mind is the projective mind. Again, it's a lot of words, but you keep sticking with your Ajna chakra, we're getting calibrated. The executive mind works with projecting, like from our third eye, the images of how we could make a certain situation better in the world. So that's the projection, the projective mind. So we have the applied mind, the creative mind, and the executive mind. So those are the three aspects that we're working with the infinite, with the infinity, with our souls, to bring through what we're talking about, the Jupiter and Leo trine Uranus, our evolutionary ideas. Okay, that was a lot of left brain, but that was good. Great, just keep breathing in, breathing in. Okay, good. Now I'm feeling the download, the energies our guide is giving us. Okay, good. He's saying, yeah, let that come into your heart now. Let your heart be a beautiful kaleidoscope of infinite rainbow designs. Beautiful, beautiful. There we go. All right. So, our minds, which can connect to the universal infinite mind, is for us to be our guide in this life. So we can, but we have to develop our mind. And the best way to develop our mind is through meditation, through our sadhana in the mornings, where we connect with that Amrit Vela, where the veil is thinner between the worlds. And we can just release whatever problems we have and whatever worries we have and just give it to the infinite. And then what that does is it creates space for new energies to come in, so we don't have to get like stuck on a problem and go over and over and over it in our negative mind, like, oh, if I just think of this about this a million times, then somehow it's going to be different. What makes that different is when we work with our mind through our meditation and our chanting and our sadhana, especially any time, but at the two times, sunrise and sunset, it connects our mind with the infinite, so the mind can receive new information and we can work with the finite and the infinite together. And so knowing that we are part of the cosmos and that our mind can keep evolving and keep reflecting the cosmos is what's going to bring relief to us when we feel under pressure about something. So the pressure is going to build up until we release the pressure with the infinite, until we're starting working with the infinite, that sacred geometry, that six-dimensional interface. So this is what our third eye right now is getting tuned up to in our heart chakra, and let that move into your body, okay? Moving through the body to get that interface with the infinite all the time so that we can feel more comfortable. And moving into that frequency of the mind vibrating with the infinite, and the infinite will deliver the thoughts, will deliver the thoughts. And it has to do with the spine, the shumna, comes up to the crown chakra. So in our yoga, we bring the breath up, focusing at the third eye, letting the light expand into our crown chakra. And then when we do that, our thoughts vibrate the cosmos, and then the cosmos will vibrate us. So this is really what we're working with to activate this astrology right now, to be the bees mantra, to be the bees, the seeds that are planted at this time, at the beginning of the Aquarian Age, that will grow for the next 2,000 years. No pressure at all. Just letting you know you're important right now. So I just want you to feel really, really great and really acknowledge your vastness and acknowledge the power that you have, the power of this projection, connecting with the infinite, to project into infinity and have what your projects are that you're working with right now, your thoughts, who you are, just keep going and going and going, moving into the infinite. And what does Guru Nanak say about this? And so what the gurus say about this is, when you surrender your mind to your soul, then your soul will make God surrender to you, or the infinite. Don't react in doubt, guilt, or insecurity. So what they say is, a devotee can release anyone from my bondage, but I cannot release anyone from his. So this is Guru Nanak says. If the infinite wants something, a devotee can change it, the infinite, the formless. But if a devotee says something, in other words, if you've used those three minds, the creative, applied, and executive minds, negative, positive, neutral minds, if a devotee says something, in other words, you've connected your mind with the cosmos, then God cannot undo it. So that's pretty strong. The devotee is merged in that vastness and relies on it and has no barrier of ego between the two. So that's what we're talking about, that link, the sixth dimension, linking the vastness of the mind in the sixth dimension with that infinite mandala of light. So the oneness stands for the one. So in other words, the mind needs to be ekankar, in oneness with the infinite. Each thought and act then stirs the universe and moves into the cosmic plan. It may seem like a mystery, but this is the mastery. This is the mastery of the mind. Okay, breath, 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 breathe in. Breathe up to your third eye, project kaleidoscope light at your third eye, that mandala of connecting with the sixth dimension, connecting your finite mind with the infinite mind. And that's your blessing and your power. Beautiful. Thank you, all of you Aquarian evolutionary, revolutionary devotees. I think we'll chant a little Ekankar. Feel the chant for the field of the sixth dimension and move into our infinite together. Here we go.